Welcome, everybody. I got my trusty beer. Don't know what brand it is, not until they pay us. But you know what time it is then. That means it's time for Anime Brothers. Me, your host, Chris, I'm basically going to sit here and let them talk and talk about all the anime stuff and learn myself today just like you should. Off to my left-hand side is Mr. Ty Holland, always bringing the flavor. Let you know on his shirt what he is, the hubby. Then we have to the bottom left, Mr. Dash, the disciple, coming in with all the facts that you need to start your day right. This is the first time he doesn't have that ill background, so this is actually like Dash's anime layers in real life. And then underneath is the not-so-quiet jams, Mr. Jameel. Everybody just listen. A character from The Grudge might pop in to one of our screens. We'll find out whose screen it is later. That might be a promise. Let's get started. Annie up.
I can't even, man. It's been quite the afternoon here on the Anime Brothers, even before recording. This is hilarious. We need to do a quick confession. Does anybody want to volunteer to confess first? Ty looks like he's up. You got it. Go ahead.
I'm ready.
Ty. Get it.
All right. My confession for today. I don't know if Chris and Jamil remember, but in high school we had like a bunch of random games that we played, such as like Dunk Don and Tekken. And each one you had to like, you know, just like letter B as well. But you had to lock into all your games. And Tekken was a fun game because it was an open chest. So if you were walking around with an open chest, anyone was allowed to punch you straight in the chest. One punch. You'll get the joke later. So basically, I broke the rules because I didn't know it was just on school property. So one guy, not going to name him, but we were outside. We were at a track tournament, but not at our school. I think it was at Canton. But anyways, we're at the track tournament, and I saw him open chest, and I was like, get in mine. So I start running towards him. He's not even paying attention. He doesn't even know what's going on. And I came in. I'm like, boom, right in his chest. I'm like, Tekken. And like, he falls like, oh, what are you doing? And I was like, got you, son. And he was like, we're on school property. And I was like, oh, my bad.
he's like, yeah, damn sure I did. What?
But he gets to get her. He should have gotten a rebuttal because of that.
He's like, that ain't allowed. Yeah, me hitting you on other school's property, that's allowed. I got to.
Thank you, sir. It was our school's property. The rules weren't specified to our school, but yeah. So that's my my quick confession.
Yo, my favorite one was when we went around with the baby powder. I got you.
Real quick. You did that nonsense. One of my first girlfriends, I won't say her full name, starts with a T, other last name starts with an R. You, Negro, had just seen, I don't know if it was Undercover Brother or if it was, no. You must have just seen the Method Man and Red Man one, How High. Okay. Because remember they had Mike Epps and his little pimp friend?
Yeah,
going around smacking folk? Bro, why did she have a big old white spot on her butt?
I didn't know you was dating her. That's your fault.
Yeah. You know, of course he ain't like, for the booty.
It was like The Grudge just came out, you know. that in fact did happen in high school. I do apologize. She didn't make that known, though. I'm just saying, you know.
It was like our first and second day, like, official. You know how high school relations are. But I was like, who did this? They was like, oh, it was Jameel. I was like, I like that dude.
I mean, you could guarantee that I wasn't doing it in a macking fashion. I was literally just probably like, I don't know.
Your subconscious is kind of out there. We all saw that photo evidence.
I'm almost guaranteeing that I'm looking past her in this photo. But like,
I don't know.
It reminds me of that Drake line. It was like she was sitting down on that big butt, but I was still staring at no.
Oh, wow. That's
okay. Who's got the next confession?
I think we got enough on mine, right? We're done. I mean, that's you.
My quick confession is I absolutely hate the fact that I got no green screen right now. Y'all aren't supposed to see this. Y'all are not supposed to see my natural habitat. I'm supposed to just be in an anime set. Ram said y'all never supposed to know what the room looked like. But honestly, no. What you see now, my room was much worse than it was. I completely renovated it. I threw the photos. Whenever you're watching this episode, the photos are on my Instagram. Look at this side with Ashley. You'll see what it was beforehand, before I switched everything up. But no, I'm happy with this room. Still, I didn't want y'all to know what it looked like. But after moving, renovating and painting and doing all this, I just couldn't bring it. I just didn't feel like setting up the green screen, man. I'm tired.
I hear you.
I'm tired. This is nonsense. Renovating is rough work.
Heck yeah.
I never want to do this again.
Yeah, I spent all weekend painting my basement. That's my muscles are sore. Oh. Like, I don't get it. Like, right? Moving up these boxes and stuff. I'm like, come on, man.
You got to move stuff. You got to paint. Then you got to make sure the corners are good. You got to set up the paint tape. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, tape.
I still got to go back and redo some stuff.
Yeah, you got to pan up. Pan up. No, don't do it.
Nah. Nope.
Nah. Oh, man.
No, sir.
My confession very quick. So I've been like with gyms open and everything like that, and me out to run everything and whatnot. I'm sitting there just stressed, and I have not been able to sleep. Like, you guys have been hitting me up or whatever, and there's times where I'm just like, I ain't even got the energy to go through any of these texts or whatever. So one of my employees was like, hey, like, my friend, she has a dispensary and everything like that. She can give you some gummies that help you get to sleep. I was like, all right, cool. She was like, now listen, they are very potent. Only take, like, don't even take half. Just take, like, a quarter of it. And I was like, I'm fine. I ain't no rookie. I'm all right, cool. I eat half. Wife eats half. I'm laying up in the bed. It definitely hits me harder. And I'm just sitting there, and I'm like,
what?
Yeah. You did it dirty.
I was like, no, I was talking about my nostrils. I'm talking about hers.
Your nostrils.
I was talking about mine.
I thought you said hers. I'm like, damn.
Yeah, your nose is bigger than hers.
Look at you still coming after my wife. Hush up. Calm down. The food is amazing. You calm down. But anyway, I felt like I was breathing so much air that I felt like I was inhaling too much and suffocating on oxygen. And I said that. I literally said to my wife, I was like, I feel like I'm suffocating. I'm getting too much. That was silly. And I just felt like I should get that off my chest to this group. My name is Chris. I've been sober for about 8 hours.
I was like, wait a minute, aren't you drinking a beer right now?
AA group.
These are my confessions.
All right. Go ahead, Mr. Segway.
Mr. Segway. Yeah, this will be a good one. Because so my confession, I try to keep it hero related for today's topic. Nobody on this thing knows, but I am an optician. So I do like glasses and contacts. And my hero related confession for today is we gave a little girl some glasses last week, and this little girl never had glasses before, and like she put them on and it was like the most amazing like moment ever. And I felt like a superhero because she's like looking around, she's like, wow. This girl's like 4. And like she had never like had good sight before. And so like, you know, she came in super shy, definitely didn't want to have an eye exam and all this other stuff. And like, you know, she comes back like the next week and she's just like, yeah, okay, like things are gonna be different. She puts these glasses on. She's like speechless, but also really talkative and like staring at everything. And so that's what my I felt like a hero. I was like, yes, we've done something positive for this child. Felt good about myself. And
that was beautiful.
Thank you for the reaction.
You're welcome. Those tears.
Helping kids see helps, you know, make me feel good about myself. Yeah. But that'll bring us into today's topic. We are doing a One Punch Man season one review, which is the hero, the punch, Chris's confession. I don't know. I guess One Punch Man might feel sort of THC gummy at times. I mean, like, come on now. One Punch Man is supposed to be a satire. It's a really satiristic anime. It is based on some of the heroes from the creator's actual other animes. And so you get to see there are so many, like, not cameos, but like knockoffs of like funny people from other shows. Like literally season one, episode one is like that dude's from SpongeBob, the crab. That's the muscle man from SpongeBob. I mean, it's gotta be. And like the very first villain, Piccolo. Like he's purple Piccolo, but like the very first villain, a vaccine man. He's actually voiced by the same voice actor in English that plays Piccolo in Dragon Ball Z. Found that out.
So small fact. Did not know that.
That's a solid fact. It's actually because the vaccine man is based off of a hero from the actual main work. Well, so One Punch Man is actually based on sort of a hero that's in this other universe. I have it in my notes, but based on Baikan Man, which is the antagonist of Inappa Man. That's the name of the anime, Inappa Man, something like that. So Baikan Man is based on Vaccine Man, and I don't know. It's just really cool. Like he kind of layers his animes together, and then he kind of makes fun of them. It's really interesting.
That's the best.
Yeah, when you get like a character from this show, a character from another show, it's like, okay, come on, that's cool. What'd you guys think about it? How do you like season one, or how did you like season one?
I loved honestly, it. When I started watching,
follow you.
My bad. let me get close to talk to the mic. When I started, so many people told me to start watching One Punch Man because it was good, and I had no idea. I was just like kind of skeptical at first, but then when I watched it, it was just like, yo, that just watching like the, even from the first episode, it's just like it got me hooked because like they go with like him and Saitama and Gino just going to the facility. And it's just like, yo, how'd you get so strong? And then he gives his answer like, yo, I just ran for how many miles a day, did 10,000 push-ups and all that. And he's like, pretty strong. And then like, there's this kind of silence. And they were just like, that's the dumbest thing I've heard in my life. You can't just be super stronger than that. It's not how it works. He's just like, look, man, I don't know what to tell you, but that's what happened.
So to go more into that, if anyone wants to become like Saitama, man, did I say it right? Saitama? Yeah. His regimen is this. For every day for 3 years, you do 100 push-ups, 100 sit-ups, 100 squats, 10-kilometer runs, banana in the morning, and then don't use AC or heat in the summer or winter, and you can be as strong as One Punch Man. Just so everyone knows.
it was a ridiculous setup. And, you know, they started climbing, like, honestly, like, the thing is, like, the way he said it with, like, so much power, and, like, the music behind him while he was doing his speech made it seem like he was, like, laying down some knowledge, and everyone was just like, you gotta be kidding me, this is trash. It's like, it's not how it works. It was like, yo, tell us your secret.
Yeah, Gino was like, yo, that's not even hardcore working out. He was like, that's not even medium working out.
Don't even start on Genos. This dude is wild. I've never seen somebody so ready just sacrifice his own body because he's a cyborg. Like, oh, yeah. He has every no fight. Regard for his body at all.
I like when he was trying to fight when he was trying to fight Saitama, and he was like, oh, hey, like, show me your power, like, stop holding back. And Saitama was like, all right, yeah. And he sat there and he went to go punch him, and all of a sudden Genos was like, oh, snap, I effed up. Like, yo, this dude can kill me.
he
he stopped right short of his face. You see death flash across the screen, the word death. All of a sudden you look past him and Saitama's punch just like cleared out a valley. And then dude's like, hey, let's go get lunch. He's like, come on, man, stop playing. Let's go get lunch.
From that moment, Genos was like, yo, all right, master, I'm your disciple. Tell me how to get stronger.
You're right.
It's crazy because, like, yo, the doctor sees Genos. He's like, yo, Genos, man, you got to stop doing this. Like, you can't just keep destroying your body for no reason. Like, yo, don't worry. Upgrade me with something else. I'm like,
how much money you think Genos is sewing into his body? Because he gets jacked up the whole first season.
Like, yo, these
upgrades, that, like one upgrade on that on a human body, that easily should be like a couple mil. And you're like, bro, just be getting jacked. Like, if I was a doctor, I'd be like, yo, how you gonna pay this, bro?
We got some bills to talk about.
How does he keep getting back to the doctor? Because his body gets destroyed in every fight, as we said. But like, how does he get back to the doctor?
I'm guessing Saitama takes some of these. Because there's sometimes when he's completely immobile, so I'm guessing Saitama has to take him, or he has some kind of like if Batman can get jacked up and all he has to do is do this to have Alfred come pick him up, I'm sure he probably has like something on him where the doctor
knows he's getting beat up.
Yeah,
he goes, the doctor's out on a nice date and everything like that, and he's like, oh god.
Real talk, if I was a doctor, I'm just like, listen, man, I can't help you, man. You got to learn to stop getting thrown in your body.
Well, it's like Heal Girl in My Hero Academia. She's like, yo, I'm not letting you do this to your body no more. Like, you got to cut them off at some point.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nah, but my funny thing is, like, when they're talking about, I think it was in the very first episode, or maybe it was the second, but it was just like all the villains were attacking. No, it was definitely afterwards, because, like, him and Saitama and Genos were teaming up, and it was just like before they were going to the facility where the gorilla and the monster were teaming up, and the gorilla was like, yo, Genos was interrogating the gorilla. He's like, nah. He's like, yo, I'm not even the strongest one. He's like, yo, this other guy. He's like, yo, you don't even want to fight the other guy. He's stronger than I am. He's gonna be best. Like, just wait until you find him. And then Saitama comes. He's like, yo, you mean this guy right here?
Yeah.
And the girl
starts talking.
Yo, I'll tell you. Yeah.
What happened to your robot accent? What happened to your robot accent? Like, he goes, nah, I was just doing that to be cool. I was just doing it to be cool.
Yo, I was crying. I couldn't believe it.
Dude, I was dying.
Right. Summarize it in 20 words or less.
Yep. I was crying. I couldn't believe, like, yo, he put a 180 so quick. He's like, nah, you'll never get anything out of me. He's like, yo, you mean this guy? Oh, wait, don't hurt me.
You already touched on Dash. You already touched on my favorite part. The thing that got me straight. The first episode was all right. And the thing that got me, like, loving One Punch Man is when they were asking him, how'd you get so strong? And he's like, yeah, I did all them push-ups and everything like that. The guy he's going against, he flips out on him and he starts knocking Saitama around the wall. He's like, I'm gonna be doing this. I'm doing rage. I gotta kill everything. And I'm gonna be doing this for a week. You set me off. I'm gonna be doing this till like next Tuesday or something like that. And Saitama's getting beat up and he's like, hold up. I miscalculated. He's like, oh my goodness. Yeah. Like, what did I do? He was like, oh my goodness, I miscalculated. And then all of a sudden, he says something that he had been building up for the whole freaking episode. He was just like, yo, I'm going to get a special today. Like, today is the day of all these sales. And he was like, today is Tuesday. I'm going to miss the special. Stop. Kill this dude real quick.
He was like, yo, I couldn't believe it.
He's talking about this right here. Here's the flyer. Today's the day. Like, if you finish him now, we can still make it.
He starts running, taking off. He's like, come on. He's like, come on, Genos. I'm like, yo, that. Once like, I saw that.
You think he's talking about, sister. Oh man, this guy must be really strong. I miscalculated the power. And it's like, nah. He's like, I got the wrong day. He's like, I missed this deal.
My little sister, she hated on the show. She was like, yo, it looks stupid. How far can you go with just somebody beating everybody in one punch? And I was like, all right, cool. I showed her and her boyfriend that one episode, they was hooked.
Yeah. So like everyone tells you, you need to watch One Punch Man. And I'm like, this sounds dumb because this dude kills everybody in one punch. It's not fun, but it's like, they don't tell you that this show is actually really, really like a comedy. It's funny. It's a comedy action kind of like combination. Mm-hmm. And it's like, they put it together in a really neat way where he's actually very frustrated by the fact that he can't just fight somebody. Like, he has wet dreams about fighting people for like an actual round of fighting.
Oh, when you fight the subterraneans,
the mole people.
The subterranean dream, that was hilarious. Because like they came out, he was like, "This, I feel alive again!" Like blasting through, beating them. It was like an epic ordeal. And then he wakes up and he's like, "Damn!" And then the subterraneans actually come up, and he was like, "Oh, you fools!" Like, there was so he beats the first one in one punch, and the other one's like, "White flag, we give up. We're going back."
Our bad.
Our bad.
They didn't want none.
It was like, yo, none of the smoke, none of that Saitama smoke.
You know, I like how his main enemy.
Go ahead.
Yeah. I like how his main enemy, his basically the dude, like the, what's his name? What's the ninja's name?
Oh, Sasuke.
Oh, no, supersonic.
Supersonic.
Speed.
Yeah.
Supersonic wants him so bad, and he literally isn't on. It's not on Saitama's radar. He's just like, why are you here? He's like, every single time, he's like, bro, I've been training. I'm coming at you. And Saitama's like, who are you again?
Yeah.
Like, takes him away.
He's
like,
so, he's off, so nonchalant like, about even, it.
Right. He's like, yo, I gotta find a villain to fight. He's going around town. He goes, he starts to fight with this guy. He's like, no, I gotta find a villain, man. Stop. Like, wait a second. You're a villain. Perfect.
He was like, yeah. The thing about it is like that very first fight. Saitama didn't even do anything. He just held his fist up like this, and then like Super Saiyan just landed on what is nuts. He's just like, "Oh, he's like, you were dirty."
Oh, man.
Yeah, honestly though, like, he's like Saitama, like trying to build his way up into the hero society.
Yeah,
he's just like, "Yo, what's going on?" He's like, "I got to do all this to be a more hero." What do they had him like? What, the C class?
They
start him off in C class at the very bottom.
Yeah, they're like, he's got to be cheating. He's got to be cheating and all this other stuff. And it's like, nah, man, he's just that strong.
They
like,
literally
even the people that are running the test,
dude. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, they literally witnessed this dude like destroy the physical part of the test, and they still put him in the C class. I'm like, the disrespect.
Right under, like, what was it, Moomin Rider?
Yeah.
Oh, I hate Moomin Rider so much.
Oh, yeah.
I hate him so much.
Yo, that's my little sister's favorite character because he has so much heart. He's like, you ever seen that movie Rudy? You ever seen that movie Rudy about that little kid and about that dude that's trying to play on Notre Dame? He's Rudy. And the best thing about it is he has all of the anime tropes where you're like, I will not give up. You may have knocked me down, but I am here, and I'm going to keep getting, like, hell of blood coming out. He'll be like, I'm going to keep getting up. I will protect these people. And he who was trash. It? It was the Sea King or whatever?
Deep
like,
Sea
yo,
King. Deep Sea King.
Sea King was, like, looking at him, like, I get you. What's wrong with you? Get out of here. Like, he's so pathetic as a hero that other monsters don't even want to kill him. They're like, it's a waste of my time to kill you. And I feel like that's the biggest sign of disrespect. You're killing all these innocent people, but you see this hero that's trying to stop you, and you're like, nah.
Your life is worse bicycle. Right now. You know his name is a parody too. Munin Rider or whatever it is. It's like that means licenseless, which means that he has to ride a bike. He can't have a car. I found that out too. I was like, dang, even his name is dirty.
Gosh, man.
If we make a list of like the official joke characters in anime, he's gotta be at top. He's gotta be.
There's a lot of joke characters in this show.
There's some joke characters.
Pretty prisoner. Come on now.
I love that guy. I love that guy.
I like his Sailor Moon transformation. He just goes butt naked.
The angel
No, tell me why that was a point in the show when Melissa walked into the room and I was like, oh, this ain't gonna look good.
Look like you're watching some hentai.
Yeah, not even. I'm like, yo, wait, what's going on right now?
This is a good explanation for this.
I'm watching One Punch Man. I'm like, she's like, what's she punching? No, it's not. When's the punch happen? But there's like a lot of like reference characters, like the dude, the little brother that like gets really really big. He's actually like supposed to be like a parody on Attack on Titan, like the big guy who turns into like a basically a Titan.
Oh yeah. His brother tells him to swat.
Yeah.
Where he tells him to swat Saitama, and he swats his own brother.
Yeah, clown.
No, you made me kill my brother. Like,
nah, man. He said left shoulder. Carnage Kabuto. If you pause the thing, he turns into an angel from from Evangelion.
Yeah,
he even has the colors, the purple and green. I got a bunch of these.
Honestly, I can't stand them, but they're super cheesy, so they start to grow on me. The Tank Top Brothers.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, the Tank Top dudes.
They're so stupid, but they make me cheese. Especially when you got the Tank Top Gang. Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, they're so savage trying to make Saitama look so bad. And he just accepted that role. And then the dude's grip, he's like, I have super grip. And when Saitama was like, he was like, oh, I give up, I'm sorry. I was lying.
Are you serious right now? He goes, that hurts? What? Come on now.
He's like, I'm just holding you.
Yeah. I didn't mean to.
They were so petty. You're like, yo, we'll turn the crowd against them.
Yeah, that actually worked. That was a good plan. I was like, no, we can't fight them. We can't fight them, but we'll let the crowd go against them. That was good. Yeah.
The one I hate the most is the class A hero, like the number one class A hero, like the pretty boy that
Omni Mask
show. Yeah.
Omni Mask.
Bro, they try to make him be like super pretty boy and everything like that. You ever seen somebody on TV that got a punchable face? Like, for an anime character, he has a hell of a punchable face. You're just like, oh, man. Every single time they show him and everything, you know he's up to no good. One, two, you're just like, oh, bro, you haven't done anything. Nobody actually knows like why you're so ill. So like, you're waiting for them to show you that. And then the third is you're just like, you know he's trying to set Saitama up for something bad in the end. So you're like, yo.
I think he's Genos, probably Android that guy Genos or something like that. That's where I'm going with it. But I like how he's doing an interview on TV as the city's being attacked, and he's like, "Yeah, nah, I'm not a hero right now, so don't ask me about that." Like, yo, what?
I know. I was like, and then he's gonna get mad, that the heroes didn't save it the way he wanted to save it, bro. You had a chance to go out there and save it, but you wanted to do your interview instead. So don't get mad.
I like that trope though. The only reason why I like the way they did it, because that's how talk show hosts be doing it. Talk show hosts be sitting there just like they'll criticize the ish about you, but then when it comes to them to be like, again, and I'm not gonna come at him because he's way funnier than I am. So if I ever like if he ever went to words, he'd destroy me. But like Steve Harvey sitting there writing books talking about things like a man and all this other crap, whatever, and it's like All right, when Steve Harvey went after Monique, and then, like, Steve Harvey shows got canceled, and then Monique was like, see, you came out me talking about, oh, this is how you do it, and then you did it the way you thought you were supposed to do it, and you got dropped. Like that's how talk show hosts do it. They're gonna sit there and be like, I'm not gonna actually be in the struggle, but then all of a sudden, when the struggle comes to me, like, this is how I would have done the struggle. So I like how they played on that.
Yeah.
But still, homeboy got a punchable face. Not talking about Steve Harvey, talking about
Omni-Mask.
Yo, Steve Harvey be like, square up, son, where you at?
I'll be like, I'll let you hit me, Steve Harvey, because a lawsuit would come right after. You like one of the few people. You gotta look at the car they drive. If they drive a nice car, you might have to take that L just so you can see him in court.
I don't think Steve Harvey has as much money as you think he does, man. I think he got too many ex-wives and they draining all of his accounts. You know, he lost his job. He actually lost his job because I guess the people that his like agents or whatever, his agency had a dispute with NBC Universal or whoever, CBS or whatever, whoever owned his talk show rights. So they were like, all right, we're going to drop him. We're going to drop a couple of other people. They canceled the shows and a bunch of other stuff. So it was like, it was actually something that no fault of his own got dropped, but he ended up being like their main person that they lost. So it was like, ooh, I read up on this because I was mad because his show got canceled because we watched that
one. I mean, but I didn't really watch his show. I didn't really watch his show like that, but Steve Harvey was easily the best thing that ever happened to Family Feud. Like, Family Feud has never been funnier than when Steve Harvey as the host. Like,
right?
If the day they try to move on from that, no one's going to top that. No one's going to top Steve Harvey as the host of Family Feud.
Steve Harvey as a host, I used to feel, first off, they did it before, but when Steve Harvey was the host, they definitely had every single time black family versus some white family. And like Steve Harvey be he clearly would be rooting for the black family. And like they would say something stupid. Somebody would say something stupid. Anytime they lost and like say an uncle or something like that, it was like, all right, survey says, name something you most likely find in your counter or in your cabinets.
And you have to have a more random sexual question. That's how Steve Harvey and Family Feud's going these days.
Yeah, I know, right? We'll keep it PG just for YouTube. Right, but anyway, yeah. So it'll be like, name something you have in there. And they'd be like, rat poison. Rat poison, Steve. Good answer. Good answer. And Steve just be looking at him like.
Yeah, Steve's reaction is the best.
It's not a good answer.
You can tell, especially when they were on two strikes. He'd be like, he'd look at him and he'd start walking over to the other side. Yeah,
be ready to steal. He's like, yo, be ready to steal. Like, yo, just get ready to steal.
Real spit, and the last thing I'll say about Steve Harvey, that same face, you can look at any face where he looked shocked and he was like, wow, that's a dumb answer you just gave. Every black person in America, almost every, not like, Trump supporters. Every black person, not Kanye West, but every black person in America was looking at him just the same way when he came out of the Trump Tower that the Trump won, and he was standing next to Trump. He had that crazy look, like he had, like when he was on camera, he had that crazy look, like, yo, why are the cameras here? Like, y'all told me it wasn't gonna be cameras.
But another funny scene. Another funny scene from One Punch Man. Do you guys remember the Paradisers, the bald-headed guy gang?
Yes.
So my favorite was when Saitama was in his apartment drinking some water, and like the news thing was on, and he was like, there's a gang beating up a terrorist gang. He's like, oh, I don't care, human terrorist gang, whatever. And then when they showed the picture of the criminals, and then he saw the bald head, and he was like, he was like, and we're like, what? He was like, they have my look. They have my look. He's like, no, everyone's gonna think I'm a criminal. They're everyone.
Yeah, he walked outside, and they were like, it's one of them.
Yeah. But the best part is, my man is living in the restricted zone for free.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
City Z.
It's the most dangerous area. Like, and he's living there for free. Like, this guy is one of like. What a hustler.
Yeah. He don't give an AF. Yo, the ghost town monster that comes out there that he eventually eats.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Yo, the very first thing that came to mind, I was Tangela from Pokemon with the eyes and the vines. Yeah. I was like, yo, wait a minute. What's she doing up in here? Well, I'm like, wow. They made everything into a parody. It was hilarious. Yeah. But yeah, he's literally living in the city. It's like, we don't know what we're going to do about City Z. And he's just like over there. We don't know what we're going to do about the monster. And he's just like over there like, yo, what's up?
Yo, my man's relaxed.
I want to know if he has to pay for cable.
Can you live here?
Yeah, maybe not.
Because he has all of his utilities. Everything works. So like, yeah. The funniest bit that they have going on is that he sucks at video games. The only thing he really is garbage at is video games. So he just keeps getting crushed. And like,
him trying to smack that mosquito.
Oh yeah, that was but that was like a super mosquito. Yeah. So that's...
I mean, the way he slapped that queen, man. I don't know.
Oh yeah. Butt naked too. He was just like, yeah. What?
Dead. Why is he naked?
Because yeah, his clothes got burned.
No. I know. Oh. Like the people back at the lab are like, yo, why is he naked?
So oh yeah.
We don't know yet. We don't know yet.
Oh man, but
Gino's does too much, man. He goes overboard.
He goes ham. But to a little fun story, I don't know if everyone caught it, but Saitama's backstory. I'll just give that a little bit. So he was an unemployed man who was looking for a job, but he kept failing at every job interview. Like they just rejected him ASAP, and that's where you encountered the crab monster that we discussed earlier. The thing about the crab monster is some kid with a butt chin drew on his back. Was it his back or his like his chest?
It was on his chest.
So crab monster got pissed, and so crab monster runs into Saitama and is like, "Oh, you look like you're dead in the eyes. Like you don't even want to live." So he lets him live and just keeps looking for the butt chin kid. And Saitama comes across the butt chin kid and is like, holy crap, this is who the crab monster is looking for. At which then the crab monster actually shows up. And then defends the...
Back it up real quick. He's talking about like, yo, this kid doesn't really look that cute. Maybe I should just keep going. Like, this doesn't really matter. Maybe I should just keep walking and let him get beat up. Like, it's not my fight. And then the next thing happens. Sorry.
So then from that, the crab monster shows up. And like Saitama actually tries to save the kid, and while he's doing that, he's like remembering that he used to want to be a hero when he was a child. So like all that's coming into him, which makes him want to be a hero, which he then becomes One Punch Man later on. But he ends up killing the crab monster. But funny story about that is Butt Chin's father is the man who started Hero Association, which started because his son was attacked by crab monster. So technically, Saitama actually is the reason why the Hero Association is what it is now.
That's so funny.
Yep.
They actually do a lot of nods to that. I read a couple.
That kid is mad annoying.
Yeah, that kid is mad annoying. I want to see him again, though, because I want to see how his chin developed.
Yeah.
He well, becomes Jay Leto.
He does? Oh, he came Jay Leto. Oh, yo, you taking shots at a lot of famous people, man. They're going to shut us down.
Or we could do the 50 Cent route. 50 Cent. 50 Cent came at him, and now he's 50 Cent. You never know. And Jay Leno ain't packing heat. We ain't got to worry about getting shot at by Jay Leno. So
yeah, but you only got to get run over by one of his million cars.
Again.
He doesn't drive.
That's a loss.
Yeah, but he owns a lot of cars. He doesn't drive.
He doesn't drive them. No.
If I end up getting hit by Jay Leno, and my wife collects on the lawsuit, each one of y'all can get one of his cars. That's a gift from me from beyond the grave. I'm actually going to be alive too.
If I hit somebody with my car, I'm not leaving no survivors. No, there ain't going to be nobody to collect. You know?
Oh, yo, man.
This is reminding me of that South Park episode where they're like, yo, you will get us in trouble again. Stop saying that. Sorry.
Yeah, I'm just waiting for Dashney to say his disclaimer. That this is not Anime Brothers.
Yeah. these views are held by Chris alone. Not to use Anime Brothers.
Yo. Y'all as bad as when somebody's trying to get hyped up for a fight, he turns around to see where his boys are, and then y'all are like, nah, these views are not by us.
You trying to get him for a fight.
It's going to be like, had by Chris and Chris alone.
yeah, I'm ready. And it's like, nah, man, you got that, right? You got that?
Hold up.
Yeah.
Hold up. Quick confession. Because I used to live in Memphis. When I was in school in Memphis, I had one of my best friends, still one of my best friends to this day. He did not want that smoke. It was not my fight. It was not his fight. But some kids we were playing basketball with, I was cool with one of the dudes. And he gets into an argument with another dude. And they going in on it. Not me. I'm from the north. I think I didn't know how quickly things in Memphis can escalate. And so they about to go at it. They don't know each other, but someone's talking about popping the trunk and everything. And I'm trying to play peacemaker. And I'm trying to be like, hey, like, we cool, like, blah, 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 blah. I'm trying to still have my buddies back. Like, I don't really know him, but I'm like, hey, like he's cool. Like, we don't need to do any of that. I look off to the side. My homeboy, who was just playing the game, already leaving the gym. We were in the far court. He's walking out of the gym. I was like, oh, word?
So after it all was trying to wait.
He was out. After it was all deaded, I walked up to him. I was like, bro, like, you just left me. And he was like, yo, he was like, people don't wait to go to the trunk. You pop off right here. He was like, he's grabbing his gym bag. Nah, you right?
Yo, if someone told me they're going to a trunk, I'm not waiting. I'm not waiting. Are you kidding me?
Like, he said, bro,
what could possibly be in the trunk? That nothing good would be in the trunk. Like, I'm not waiting to see what's in the trunk.
Like, hell no. I'm no punch man. No punch
man. We tight. We so tight. Me and that dude, we so tight that you guys met him. He was at my wedding, right? And like, but that day, like, he was my roommate. I had maybe known him for like maybe a week before or whatever. And he was like, man, just like, you didn't really know that guy. Like, he was like, you cool, but I don't really know you like that. So I
just... he was like, well, I mean, I guess I'll be getting a new roommate soon. <That's hilarious.
laughs> Oh, man. So does anyone know One Punch Man's two moves that he has?
He has the punch and then multiple little punches or something like that.
So it's called consecutive normal punches. That's one.
Yep.
That's what's one. What's his killer move? Anyone know it?
Yo, I didn't know there was going to be quizzes today.
Right?
Come on.
I got you. The killer move, ready? It's serious punch. That's his killer move.
That's right.
he didn't even put any energy into naming his moves. It's like, no, come on.
That's the thing.
Yeah, no, I was cracking
he
up.
Just doesn't care. That's what's so
he funny. Does like, not he just does, care.
Like, he wants to be a hero, but he's like the most nonchalant, laid back hero out of them all. It's like, all of them are like are famous. Like, they got these super moves or whatever. He's just was like, nah, man. I'm just strong. I just want to fight people and save lives. That's it.
Literally, his only motivation to move up in the C ranking was to not have a weekly quota. Like, he just didn't want a quota no more. It's like, what do you mean I can't be a hero no more? I got a quota? Whoa.
Crying. He's like, I got to do all this to be a hero? He was not about that life.
Now, have you guys watched season 2 yet or no? Or right? Yes, you guys already read season 2 though.
Yeah, I've watched
and read season 2.
All right, I was gonna.
I'd have to recap.
Yeah, I was gonna ask if what you guys were looking forward to for season 2, but I guess I really can't. Chris, what are you looking forward to for season 2?
I mean, you want me to act like I haven't seen it?
Oh, I'm the only guy, huh?
Oh, Jamil, what are you looking for?
Yeah, Jamil.
I hate that you just try to put me on blast like I haven't seen it. My only regret about season 2 is that you had to watch it exclusively on Hulu. Ain't no part of me wanted Hulu, but.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. It's only on Hulu.
Yeah, you did say that, didn't you? Oh, you were like, yo, I can't find nowhere but Hulu. I'm like, I have Hulu, but. It's hard enough to watch it without commercials. Let's be honest.
But yeah. Well.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Go ahead. You got.
I'm not looking forward to anything. I just wanted to see some more. I want to laugh some more, and I want some more parodies. I want to be able to identify more cool things.
There's gonna be a lot more laughs in season two.
Plenty. Yeah. Plenty.
Season two is when they introduce the goat.
Okay.
Introduce the goat.
Oh wait, the top heroes.
I don't want a spoiler.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not the number one, but
spoiler.
He
was introduced in season one. If you want to say his name, he was introduced in season one.
You talking about Flashy Flash?
No. Flashy Flash is definitely lower on the list. He's definitely.
I thought he was S class. All right. Yeah, I like his backstory because
he's lower. He's lower on the S class.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I thought he was number.
Wait, what was King two. Brought in?
King, the King dog. Yeah. In. King's in there.
Oh, yes.
King is mentioned. Remember, King's they're all the at the table.
Yeah, that's right.
King's the goat.
He was mentioned, but they don't go into.
He was mentioned. He was mentioned, but he wasn't shown. But yeah, that's right.
Okay.
No, you'll see why he's the goat in season two.
King's nice. You don't realize.
Yeah.
I'm gonna learn tonight.
Yeah, but I wanna educate our viewers a little bit more. So, in the Hero Association, there are monster threat levels, which is why they broke all the heroes in the classes C, B, A, and S. S being the best class. So, monster level threat Tiger is usually just your basic monster level for monsters that. Like a massive loss of life. So it's just like your basic monster going around just killing people.
Right.
Godzilla. Yeah.
So then you got Demon, which is the halt of a functioning, the functioning of a city. So basically like they have to evacuate a city because everything has to stop because that monster is destroying the city. Then there's Dragon. And this is typically like A or S class levels who fight this one, and it's the destruction of multiple cities at the same time. Yeah. And then lastly is God level, which is human extinction, which I'll segue into the third and last villain of season one. And his name is Boros. He's the leader of the pirate band known as Dark Matter. And he's the dominator of the universe. Anyone want to elaborate on this guy? Do you guys remember him?
I won't elaborate. I just go into the fight.
I think it's so funny.
That's kind of what I meant.
Go ahead. Get the fight.
So basically, it was kind of ill how, one, I like how the animation styles of Saitama like changed, because when dude showed his, like, he was like, oh, this, you just cracked my shell, because all of a sudden he was coming at him. Saitama hit him with a punch, and like you think he's gonna die, but his shell just cracks off, and he was like, this was just holding in my true form. And he was like coming out, and like all this nonsense was going off, and you see Saitama's face, like his, all of a sudden he went from like hero form animation to being like that silly information, like, oh snap, this just happened. And they were going in on each other. They were going in on each other, and all of a sudden when Saitama finally finishes him off, because this is like the best fight that Saitama has had. Now he's like, this is like one of his wet dream fights. So he's like, at least I haven't beat you so quick. You know what I'm saying? And freaking once he like gets him, homeboy's like, yo, I always thought I was the strongest. I just wanted to get killed. They basically like, I always wanted just to fight the strongest. And he was like, I'm not even anywhere close to it. He was like Saitama was like, nah, B. Nah, you did a good job. He was like, nah.
You held back.
You held back. Don't lie to me. Like, he's, that wasn't even a quarter of your strength, bro. And he was like,
He's basically Saitama from another world. Like, he was looking for the greatest challenge, and he found it, and he goes, wow, I actually lost. I can't believe it. But why are you holding back on me? It's like, well, you weren't that strong. He goes, what? can we talk about the class levels again, though? Because I don't know in what world a dragon is more destructive than a demon. I'm just like, okay, tiger, that's get. Rawr, you know, whatever. And then we go to demon. And, like, I'm thinking, like, you know, I guess in anime, demons aren't that scary. But, like, if I'm thinking, like, you know, if demons exist,
dragons are fierce, man.
Dragons are fierce, but I think a dragon can destroy one city and a demon goes multiple city. I'm just, you know, like, that scale to me is flawed.
I would look at it like this, if you want to get straight biblical with it, right? So, like, if you have demons, if you're going straight biblical with it, demons can only do so much. Reason why they got all this power, all this whatever. Angels, same thing. But they can only do what God allows them to do. If you look throughout the Bible, there's like the best story is Job, right? The devil basically, Satan himself basically goes up to God and he challenges him. He's like, yeah, I can, depending on how much you give me, depending on how much you let me do something, I can make anybody curse your name and come to me, right? And he was like, all right, I tried Job. And he was like, the only thing you can't do is you can't touch him. So devil goes and does all these things, whatever. Job still doesn't cuss God out. So he's like, all right, well, you got all these things around him, so I can't do my full damage to him. So God is like, all right, cool. You can do everything. You can do anything you want to him. The only thing you can't do is you can't kill him. And devil does all these things to him, still can't get him to break, right? And basically, like, my dad always brought it up, and he was like, yo, if the devil's so big and bad, how come he didn't just kill him? After a while, if you got this annoyed at somebody, you just killed him. And he was like, yeah, he can't do it. Because if God told him not to do it, he can't, no matter how much, like, he hates God, all that other stuff, he can only do what God wants to do. So, like, with demons, the reason why they probably be in check is because, like, legit, because we got all these heroes and everything like that, there's got to be supernatural that exists, right? So if you have God, demons can only go so much. But if you have, like, a dragon, if you have, like, a legit thing that's on the earth, yeah, kind of like a monster, this dragon can fly from city to city. We can last season Game of Thrones this to death and be horrible about it and just destroy all of these. I'm gonna go after everybody. Everybody getting in this episode.
Dang.
That was low hanging fruit though.
That was the one.
That was easy.
Amelia Clark. Yeah. Holla at us. Oh geez.
I had a lot of like, what, how's this even happen kind of moments, like in that fight scene when against Boris, when Saitama gets punched all the way to the moon.
Yeah.
And then he came just back, like, chilling. I'm like, yeah. And then he was just chilling. And he's just chilling there for a few minutes. And I'm like, he can breathe in space?
Yeah.
And I was just like, what? Like, not only does he have superpowers,
yeah,
he can breathe in space. And then when he leaves the moon, he leaves a crater in the moon. And, like, yeah, you know, nothing gets, they're just like, ignore that. I just, those are my, like, what the WTF moments.
I'm telling you, it is hilarious, man. It's like, if they can push the bounds of anything, they will. It's hilarious. Yep. Like, Saitama, like, can do no wrong, and he's still just trying to find that one person who he's like, give him a fight of his life, so he's like, not done easily.
Mm-hmm. No, that makes sense.
Like, I kind of want to see the anime give him an antagonist that's that strong, but I kind of don't. At the same time, like I really want to see him fight somebody like on equal ground, but I almost don't want to see it happen, because if not, then we continue to get more of what we have. I like what we have.
No, but it's like, if you give him somebody that fights on equal ground, it might push him to become like even stronger.
Oh, I was just gonna say, technically, I believe there's someone on the rise. Like, his power just keeps growing. Yeah, you know who I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. But I don't think his powers reach Saitama yet, but his power just keeps growing with every fight. And I actually can't even tell if, no, he's definitely not a hero, but he's also not a villain. But I don't want to say his name because it's not season. But that dude coming. For those who want to see season two, Jamil, you should watch.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. I hang my head in shame. That's right. I'll do it.
When you behind me, something's wrong.
Ooh.
Ooh, yeah, the shade. Yeah, look. I spent the entire weekend binging a different show. You know, while I was painting, I can listen to Dragon Ball Kai in the background. It was good. It was changed some of my favorite stuff. I'm so mad about it, but we'll get on that. We'll get on that in a different episode. All
right, so who's yes, one sir. Of your like your favorite people besides like Saitama? Who's one of your favorite of the heroes introduced in the season one?
Ooh, good question.
That's a hard one.
Who's your favorite? Doesn't matter what class.
No.
Whether it be S. Okay. I don't say Genos, but because he's like in it almost like
right?
every episode.
That's what my answer was gonna be. And I was like I can't say easy. Genos.
It's like a cop out. It's like a cop out.
Like I'm against Genos because this dude doesn't want to respect his boundaries. Like, bro, oh, yeah. I know you're a cyborg, but you shouldn't be acting like this. You can't just be sacrificing your body all willy nilly.
Yep.
I'm telling you, he's Midoriya, dude. He's supposed to be Izuku Midoriya.
Mine is going to be unpopular because it's the only one I can think of that's actually, no, my favorite hero. I was going to be like, yo, just because she's so ill, the little one, the little girl that's, what is she?
Tornado.
Like? Tornado.
Tatsumaki, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It was going to be her. It was going to be her, but it's Gray Wolf, if I'm saying the right name.
The old guy?
The old dude.
Yeah.
He's not. Is
it Green Wolf or Silver Fang?
It's Silver Fang.
Silver Fang, thank you. Silver Fang, hey, Gray Wolf, Silver Fang. I was on the right track.
Yeah.
Anyway.
He's Zeno from Hunter X Hunter. Hunter X Hunter. He's
Yes, he is.
Kids. Yeah, he's that exact, that guy's dad. Or granddad.
Yeah.
100%.
It's his granddad.
It's his granddad, yeah.
He's
Killio's granddad.
There
he's
you
one
go.
Of those things Perfect. where because he's like, he's just basically, his whole thing is like Doctor Strange, where he's like, I studied it so much that I became ill. And like, I'm not a hero. I just am so free. I'm such a master of this martial arts that I'm actually like that badass. So like him,
that flowing water rock technique. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, that defense that leads into offense. What?
He's nice. But, he's nice, and then he has a big role in season two. Spoiler, but I won't say anything else.
Oh.
Wait, okay. Who's his disciple? Did they introduce him in season one?
No,
they alluded to a disciple.
No, not like the one who becomes a main. I'm talking about Champa. Did they introduce Champa in season one?
I don't know the name.
Oh, the weak dude? The weak dude?
Yeah. Champa got me dying because Champa is a wild. I thought he got introduced in season one.
I actually...
You'll see him.
Okay.
I like Kid Emperor.
Yo, it took me a minute to figure out who Kid Emperor was. I think he's supposed to be Koenma from Yu Yu Hakusho.
Oh, I see. Kid Emperor. Yeah, that would work.
I feel like he's
a mix of like Koenma and then Izzy from Digimon, just the way he's always good with the like gadgets. Izzy was the genius.
That's true.
Of the group.
Oh yeah.
And he was always helping with tech.
Who was my? I like him kind of because he was just a douche though. Metal Knight. he's a dude who showed up. He showed up just to test the weapons. He goes, "Yo, man." He's like, "Yeah, man, help me out." It's like, "Nah, I'm just here to test this flight. You know, don't even worry about that. I'm not gonna help you."
That dude's like, ass.
Yeah, like he couldn't be bothered just to like help shoot a rocket towards the thing. Like, come on, man, really?
He's like, nope. Honestly, though, as much as I love Tatsumaki, her sister Fubuki might be like. One of my favorites.
Wait, who's Fubuki? You gotta tell me.
I have no idea. B class one.
I think her hero name is Blizzard.
Yeah.
Yeah, she has the Blizzard group. They introduced her, right? Is that season two?
Yeah, they introduced her as a B class rank one.
Yeah.
I don't remember seeing any ice powers in the show, so.
She didn't use any powers.
Oh, she just introduced. Okay.
She was just introduced.
Okay.
But yo,
and also she doesn't. Go ahead.
Yeah, she doesn't actually use ice powers, right? She's still a psychic, just like her sister.
Yeah, she's still a psychic. That's what I was gonna say.
They just call her Blizzard.
Okay. Well, yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah, Tornado. She doesn't actually do tornadoes, but she has psychic powers that could coincide with that power. Because when they first said that, I was like, "Hold on a second. She's a psychic. Why do they call her Tornado? It took me a minute. All right, yeah. And now Blizzard. Ha ha, I get it now. You guys are just... Yeah,
but no, right. Like, she... You'll see more with the way she runs her little group and corporation. It's so ridiculous. Now, Tatsumaki's like, outside of like One Punch, or Saitama himself, like I like Tatsumaki. I feel like it's a cheap route to go because she's so powerful, but like she got sass to go with it and she backs it up. And it's like, okay, you're a beast.
Feel that.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah. She got a sass. I was watching a review and it was like Wifey Chan. And I was like, oh, come on now for Tornado. I was like, come on, Wifey Chan. I'm like, why? I don't know.
Oh, man.
That's straight up someone that will kill you instantly.
You go watch our stream and be like, nah, that is Wifey Chan. Where you live?
Does anyone have any last thoughts for One Punch Man?
I'm excited for season two. That's just me. I mean, it just got released, didn't it? Didn't it just get released like a month ago?
Come on, Netflix or Hulu?
Hulu. It's still on Hulu. I don't even think you can get on Netflix, but it was like
Netflix has season one. I know that.
Yeah. Netflix has not had
season two yet.
So
you tripping.
My thought was just wrong then. They didn't just get released. All right. Yeah, I'm excited for season two. That's my final thought. I don't know. I think it's hilarious. I enjoy the parodies.
I'm excited for Jamil to get into season two.
So after everyone telling me to watch One Punch Man, I am grateful that I watched it. I'm happy that I watched it. I enjoyed the show. It was funny. I like the parodies. I like all the other things that they put into it that kind of like reference other things. All the references, gold. I was like, you know, I feel like I can watch this again. Like watch season one again and like try to pick up more just because why not? It was fun. Yeah. I enjoyed that. Season two, can't wait to watch it.
real spit. Like One Punch Man is one of those things that I really like about it is you do not have to be an anime person. Like I'm into anime, but I would say I'm super casual compared to how you guys are, but you don't have to follow anime, whatever to, there's so many, if you're a hardcore fan, just like Jamil's pointed out, there's so many little things that One Punch Man does to like satisfy you and be like, hey, look at this. But anyway, if you're a casual fan or whatever, like still, because it's so much satire, because it's just so funny and like the guy, and he almost honestly embodies a casual fan of anime because he's just kind of like, yeah, this is pretty cool, or this is all right. So, you got to love it. It's just a great show. Actually, last thing, I think they do a genius job because he beats people in one punch, but they build up the character. Even if it's the villain, they'll build up the character so much that it takes up time and you get invested into it. And then they don't have him just beat him in one punch. They have like some kind of side story about how he even has to get to the fight sometimes. You know what I'm saying? Like he's not even paying attention. Yep. And all of a sudden the fight will come to him or he has to go to it or whatever. So like they do a great job of filling out the whole story. And you're like, by the time he finally finishes up, there's such an anticipation of it that you're like, oh, I enjoyed this instead of him just being like, bam, he's done.
Yeah. So like, the whole concept of One Punch Man was lost on me because I didn't know how they were going to build it. If anybody had told me the show was going to be hilarious, I would have started watching it right off the bat. Just saying. Like, oh, yeah, just watch it. Just watch the show. It's good. Like, people give you recommendations for shows, and they don't really tell you anything. Yeah, and it's like, oh, great. It's another anime show to watch. I'm like, got lots of those on my watch list. So, you know. So, if that's a reason for you to watch a show, go watch it. Go watch One Punch Man. Come back. Watch us. We'll do a season two review for you. I promise. At some point.
Oh, all right. I think that wraps up our review of One Punch Man season one.
Yeah. Team Rocket's blasting off again.
I like that. I shouldn't even do anything. I should just leave it off of that. Team Rocket blasting off again. Call it a day. But we can't end it like that, ladies and gentlemen, because you know that you need to like and subscribe to this video, especially if your name is Steve Harvey or Jay Leno. Come on. Got jokes for days. All right. That wraps it up. It's been yours, the Anime Brothers, bringing all the entertainment, laughs, and all that, everything else. See you next time. Annie out.
Hey, yo.
Peace out, y'all.